This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
It's time for our Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, by the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition, and by the fabulous Capital Grill. 741, here's Stevie.
All right, Doug. Jimmy Carson, drafted by the LA Kings in the 1986 NHL entry draft, he wore the winged wheel proudly in his hometown, no less, from 89-90 through the 92-93 campaign, and he is here to break down all things Red Wings. Jimmy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing?
Everything is great. Sir. Take us inside that Red Wing locker room, Jimmy. This time of year, the Red Wings bring in a close to what will hopefully be a successful road trip, but it's been a six-gamer. That gets a little bit demanding this time of year, doesn't it?
There's no question about it. You're kind of in the dead of winter. You're doing a lot of traveling, a lot of games, some aches and bruises, and you're not quite thinking about the playoffs yet. It's a little bit early, but you're kind of right in the – in baseball, they'd call it the dog days of summer, but there's an equivalent in hockey, so you're just trying to rack up those points and get yourself healthy and keep rolling along.
Well, the good news is they take care of the Sabres last night, 3-1. They are 3-2 on the aforementioned six-game trip, which concludes, by the way, 8 o'clock tomorrow night in St. Louis against the Blues. But important win for the Red Wings, Jimmy, because you had Peter Mrazek making the start between the pipes, his first start as he is substituting for the injured Jimmy Howard. The neat thing for him, Mr. Carson, is the Red Wings have a lot of confidence in him.
Well, that's always a good sign when the organization has a lot of confidence. But for him to get that victory is a huge personal confidence booster, and it was great to see. And I think that with Howard getting hurt, it's good you can slot him right in. So that's a good sign, to say the least.
Well, General Manager Kenny Holland making it official yesterday, saying that Jimmy Howard, it's a sad story, Jimmy, because, you know, he's an all-star. He was going to be on the squad, and he's out anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. It doesn't look like he'll be able to participate. So you got to be bummed about that as well.
Well, of course. Personally for him, he's going to be bummed. But in the bigger picture, you certainly want to get yourself healthy. I know most people that play in the league, you have injuries and they occur, and you just want to get yourself healthy and back. And yes, you're disappointed to miss the big game, the All-Star game, but you don't worry about that and trying to get yourself healthy.
Well, and a little bit more pressure on Mrazek last night, being able to play in front of his childhood idol, grew up in the Czech Republic, and just so happens it was Dominik Hasek night last night, retiring number 39 in Buffalo. And of course, Jimmy, he won a couple of cups here with Detroit. What a career Dominik Hasek had.
Amazing goalie. Well, you know, he had played a long time, very consistent. Like you said, he won, and I remember personally when I was playing, he was very hard to score against, and he was a little unorthodox, kind of flopping around, but he was excellent.
Yeah, his style was, they're showing highlights last night. I mean, you're right. I mean, he literally made a career more probably on the ice than any netminder I remember in memory here. But, boy, I'll tell you what, to have the resume he has, won at every level in a National Hockey League, the Olympics, and everything else. And that's right, your careers kind of laid over each other for a little bit.
Yeah, I remember playing against him. I mean, of that era, I mean, obviously Patrick Waugh was an all-time great goalie, but Dominik was right up there. And, of course, there were many others. But I just remember with him, he was very unorthodox, but he got the job done. And he was actually entertaining to watch. Not so much when you're playing against him, because he was usually on the better end of it, but when you weren't playing, just to watch him and saying, wow, he's all over the place. He's flopping around, but he was awesome.
What do you like about this Red Wings team? As you mentioned earlier, Jimmy Carson, we're a little before the playoffs here, a little premature to talk about that, but what is watching this Red Wing team throughout this season that really gets your attention?
Well, maybe not the shootouts.
Just kidding. But, well said.
Well said. I watched that one, I don't know, it was a month or so ago. And like, I forgot the team they were playing, but it was like, it just kept going and going and going. And unfortunately, they didn't get it. But that won't matter in a few months anyway. You know, they've got a lot of grit. They're very determined out there. I'd say that, you know, the thing that I admire about the Red Wings organization and the various teams over the years, yes, everyone talks about the playoff streak and, of course, you had the stretch of the cups and everything else, but it's that consistency. You know, for a while it was the truly elite team in the league, and then, of course, you retool, and then, you know, over the years with Yzerman leaving, and then Lidstrom, and then all the other great players that have come through. But they kind of retool, and they bring a group of guys in who, and I know it was when I was playing, but even now, like the Ilitch family and just the ownership is so well respected that people want to come here and play in the organization and what Kenny Holland has done. And it doesn't matter who you bring in. There's pride to put that jersey on and get out there and do the best you can. So I think this group of Red Wings is kind of following in that tradition.
Well, another change would be the salary cap there, Jimmy Carson. That's changed the National Hockey League. And we are out of time, unfortunately. Could talk to you for hours, but you're in the financial games still, aren't you?
Yep, I'm in the financial services business. Been doing that since I got out of.
Can we ask him a few investment questions off the air?
Yeah, I think he would enjoy that. From what I understand, he's done very, very well. And Jimmy Carson, we appreciate your time here this morning and look forward to another conversation with you as this season goes on.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You betcha.
Red Wings Weekly on WJR brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings. By the University of Toledo, hey, they're less than an hour away, and they've got scholarships to cover that out-of-state tuition. And by the fabulous Capital Grill. See what Phil Monroe has done there at the fabulous Capital Grill.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.